This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A federal judge in Chicago is ordering a leader of the Trump administration's deportation blitz here to appear in her courtroom every evening over the next week. My colleague Chip Mitchell reports today was the first time Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino has had to appear before U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis, and she's ordered him to report to her in person every day at 6 p.m. on whether agents are using riot control weapons like tear gas on people who pose no immediate threat. She's also ordered the feds to provide all use of force reports and body-worn camera footage since September 2nd. Federal attorneys objected to all the judge's orders. U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois are calling on the Congressional Budget Office to investigate the cost of the Trump administration's National Guard deployments to U.S. cities. In a letter today to the CBO, the Illinois lawmakers joined a cohort of Democratic senators who are requesting the agency analyze the cost of activating, deploying, and compensating National Guard personnel, as well as the cost to sustain and maintain these deployments. The murder case of a white former sheriff's deputy accused of killing a Springfield, Illinois area resident, Sonia Massey, is now before a jury. My colleague Mawa Iqbal is following that trial in downstate Peoria and reports jury deliberations in Sean Grayson's murder trial began after closing arguments today. Lead prosecutor John Millhiser told jurors today not to convict Grayson of anything less than first-degree murder for fatally shooting an unarmed Massey, a black woman. Grayson said he shot Massey in her home during a 911 response, fearing she would throw a pot of boiling water at him. Meantime, defense attorney Dan Fultz urged the jury not to reach a verdict. The public expects them to. That's a quote. As the U.S. government shutdown nears the one-month mark, local groups in Chicago are helping feed Transportation Security Administration workers at O'Hare. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports AFGE 777 is the local union that represents about 1,400 TSA workers at O'Hare and Midway airports. The union has teamed up with local charities to provide meals today and tomorrow for TSA employees who have been working for weeks without pay. Union leaders say many workers are living paycheck to paycheck and struggling with food insecurity, housing, and transportation costs. And we've got some animal stories for you. First, Chicago has two new bears at the Lincoln Park Zoo. Two adult brown bears, the first at the zoo since 1979. Brown bears Ash and Lexi are aunt and niece. They're from the Henry Vila Zoo in Madison, Wisconsin. The Sun-Times reports the two are currently gearing up for their winter torpor. That's kind of a process similar to hibernation. And Chicago has been dethroned as rattiest city in the country. Pest control company Orkin says this honor now belongs to Los Angeles. The Windy City claims the second spot after being number one for a decade. You're listening to The Rundown. The Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago is currently overflowing with artwork by Yoko Ono. This is all part of a major retrospective that highlights her decades-long career of art and activism. My colleague Courtney Kippers takes us there. And a note, the Museum of Contemporary Art is a financial supporter of WBEZ.
Museum visitors encounter Ono's work before they even step inside. Out front, there's a giant billboard that reads, "Peace is Power." Then, once you reach the fourth floor galleries, a telephone ring greets you. It's part of an Ono audio work. As senior curator Jamila James puts it, it's kind of Ono-palooza around here right now.
It's an incredible exhibition in that it really goes into depth about Yoko's practice. I mean, I'm now on a first-name basis with her, I guess.
The massive retrospective exhibit called Music of the Mind recently opened here in its U.S. premiere and will be on view at the MCA until February. Together, it all challenges a once popular cultural perception of Ono, which limited her to her association with her late husband, John Lennon, and blamed her for the Beatles' breakup.
I think this has been a gradual shift over the years. People that are becoming more and more aware that she had an entire career, you know, before the more public parts of her life.
On a recent morning, James leads a tour through the sprawling exhibition. She first stops at a video of one of Ono's most famous works, known as Cut Piece.
This is a work where people came up on stage with Yoko and then systematically cut away pieces of her clothing until she was slightly exposed.
The work is one of more than 200 pieces in the exhibit. There are avant-garde films, original music, and plenty of ways to participate with the artwork. James points out the room where visitors can listen to Ono's experimental original music, like this 1995 track, War Zone.
You're living in a war zone. Help us. Help us. If you hear me, please help us.
Then James stops by a dark room that's projecting a video. Here, the exhibit leans in to Ono's activism alongside her mega famous husband. Ono and Lennon can be seen in a Montreal hotel bed. It was the couple's second so-called bed-in, a week-long protest of the Vietnam War.
Okay, let's go back to Roger again. Roger, by the bedside, what's happening?
This is the last night, and I don't know how you've lasted. You feel you've accomplished something. This week is...
Well, I think we got the message over, Roger, and I think the message is catching on. The peace message. Chirk, don't you think so, Chirk? The peace message is catching on. Right, he thinks so. And we met a lot of groups.
More of Ono's longstanding activism is on view as James heads in to a stark white room with a simple rowboat in the middle. Right now, this room is blank, but over time, it will become covered in bright blue marker. Visitors are encouraged to draw on the boat, floor, and walls. The work is a commentary on the plight of immigrants right now. Here's James.
I can't think of a more timely exhibition than this one in terms of, you know, where we are as a country, where we are as a global community. Peace is an abstraction, I think, to a lot of people. But in today's world, it's something that is very, very direly needed.
Courtney Kippers, WBC News.
Weather, a sunny day, a little breezy, high near 60, cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the mid-40s, and a little chillier tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.